This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. And I do mean that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, call me on the carpet. I don't care. Let me know if you agree with me or don't agree with me. Whatever it takes to get you engaged, enraged, and involved. And I do want you involved. Because unless you get involved with people that are on the other side of the issues than you, how do you know what they believe? You know, don't believe, whatever. You have no clue as to what's going on, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I'm looking at some of the pop-ups you guys are sending me. And some of them are, you know, I hate to say it this way because I don't want you to stop, right? But I keep sending them to me, but understand that if they've been in the news for 3 or 4 or 5 days, I probably already have them. So, apparently somebody says that it's racist because what somebody wrote was build the wall higher. And what's it racist about? Is it racist about wanting to keep out Hispanics only? Was that what that was for? Because it's not the way I took it. With a rational mind, I read it. I know, and I'm off on a different subject, but I saw that pop up, and I went, that doesn't make any sense. Build a wall higher. Okay, yeah, build a wall higher. So, which point? How is that racist? If I agree with it, am I also racist? Because which group am I asking to keep out? Hispanics? Asians? You know what I'm saying? God, this is just nuts. Welcome, Donna. From Texans for Trump. I like that. We should have one of those in every state. All right. Some of you already know these things. But I want to drive them home because all we do is we hear them subject by subject by subject. And, you know, I tell people, when somebody says to you, don't give me that crap that a vote for Trump or no vote or whatever is vote for Hillary, just give them simple third-grade math, third-grade examples. Because frankly, if they can't figure out a third-grade example, then maybe they shouldn't be voting at all. What do you think? See, if you stay home and your neighbor goes to the voting booth and votes for Hillary, she has a vote. She gets one vote. One valid standing vote. If you go vote and you vote for Trump, guess what? Hillary has zero vote, right? Because your vote ends up nullifying the other guy's vote. It's simple. It's third grade simple logic. They may not like the way you say it. They may not like the way you lay it down. But that really is the reality. If you leave it blank, you let her vote stand. You can nullify her, wipe her out, however you want to say it, if you will vote against her. The way you vote against her is you don't vote for Gary Johnson. That's not voting against her. Jill Stein, that's not voting against her. Writing in like some idiots are doing. They're writing in names. Don't write in names. It's a wasted vote. It doesn't help you get what you want. On immigration, Trump says he wants to strengthen borders, stop Syrian refugees until stringent vetting can be put in place, protect our borders by putting up walls, and enforcing our border patrol laws. Terrible. Racist, terrible, nasty things. Clinton, she wants open borders. She wants increased Syrian refugees. Actually, she doesn't want borders. She wants a hemispheric rule. Well, who do you think she would put up to rule the hemisphere? What do you think? Talk about, you know, it's not... Who was it? Dick Morris was on the show about a week ago. And he said it's not about money anymore with them. It's about power now. They've got the money. They don't need to do anything else. They can live out their lives with the money that they have without any problem, and so can their kids. Or child, whatever. Well, if you include Bill's son in there, I guess kids. On the economy, Trump, renegotiated trade deals more favorable. He said he would renegotiate trade deals more favorable to the U.S., reduce corporate tax policy, allowing U.S. companies to bring trillions back to the U.S. We had the opportunity for a Chinese company to buy a building in the area that I'm in. They would have put 300 people to work in the first 2 years, up to 600 people within the first 5 years. Now, you do the math. You figure it out about the taxes that go back into the system, people buying homes, moving up in their homes, bringing kids into school, that kind of stuff. And because they couldn't get a $5 million tax break over 5 years, they wouldn't do it. And the reason they went to the $5 million tax break, because the way the laws are written, for them to bring American money back into the country, they would have got hit with a 38% tax. Come on, think about that. 300 people are going to go to work within the first year. They're buying the building here on American soil, bringing money into the country to buy on American soil, to put Americans to work. We couldn't help out. Right? Clinton wants to keep corporate tax rates in place, forcing more companies to seek tax breaks overseas, reducing U.S. jobs. She's pro-NAFTA, pro-TPP. Come on, you need to write these down. Think about these. You know, and some of you already know this. I realize that. But you need to, you know, hit them side by side. On Obamacare, Trump wants to repeal and replace. Not repeal and leave it alone. He's saying we need to help people. I agree with him. We need to help people. More after the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Got a break. The bathroom, get your business taken care of, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on Genesis Communication Network, I hope. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know, usually, I think we're two more breaks. Pay attention, because at some point in time, I'm going to ask you a question, and you get a free gift. Do I have to say free gift? If I say gift, you know it's free, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Okay, going through some of the, I'm not going to beat them up either. I mean, I'm going to go through them. You can accept them, not accept them, whatever. But some of the basic differences between the two. Basic, because we're hearing all these stories and we get all bogged down in all the details and what we refer to as the minutiae. Don't do that. Take the basics, run with the basics, know that you know what you're talking about, and that's how you vote. For my Christian friends, you better start your list off with some of your basic beliefs and who would be more inclined to defend them. As you just heard, you may have to go back and get the first hour for some of you who tuned in late. In the first hour, we talked about how religious-hating the Dems can be. How Cain basically told the Catholics, either change your way of thinking or we'll pass laws that will force you to change your way of thinking. But you're good with that. Every one of you Dems that casts a vote for Hillary Clinton is basically saying you're good with them changing the laws to force you to believe the way they want you to believe. John Kerry says, can't find it though, John Kerry says that the Bible says that Christians are supposed to help reach out and help Muslims in accepting climate change. Or protect them from climate change. I'm sorry. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'm not even going to say I don't know. I know it's not in the Bible. So good luck with that. And the third one is the guy that they embrace and love who gives more money to the Dems than anybody else on the planet, George Soros, who has decided he is a god. That he owns America, or that he rules America, and he owns Hillary Clinton. So good luck with all that. So I hope you Catholics are very, very, very comfortable. And I was a Catholic, and I didn't get out because of any reason other than I became a born-again Christian. But I loved my Catholic upbringing. I loved the discipline that I was taught. And I mean that in a loving way, not in a nasty way. You'll have to listen to an old show to learn all about that. Anyway, Trump on Obamacare. He wants to repeal and replace it. He doesn't want to repeal like they're telling us. Well, you know, he wants to repeal Obamacare. And then all those people won't have health insurance. If you run the real numbers, you find out it ain't all that people. We haven't done it in a while. We'll have to do it again. But they're running around saying 20 million people now are on Obamacare. No, they're not. That's a lie. 6 million of those people actually had their insurance canceled at their business because it didn't line up with Obamacare, so they had to go on the Obamacare exchange to get it. There was like another 11 million that were welfare and not welfare. What is it? Medicare and all that stuff. Now they have to go to the exchanges to get it. So there weren't 20 million new people. If you can find 10, you'll be lucky. And it's failing miserably, as we all knew it would. Clinton says she'll keep it in place and tweak the problems with the program. Well, what does that mean? Why hasn't she pushed for it now? As they were saying about Trump, give us some details. What would you tweak? On ISIS and national security, she can't even open her mouth on it. She needs to sit down with her red face and herself and sit there and just keep her mouth shut. The woman doesn't know the difference between a classified email and a non-classified email. Trump says he would aggressively seek out and destroy ISIS, restore law and order to the U.S. We just had a general that was sentenced to 25 years in prison for doing 1/80th of what Mrs. Clinton did. Maybe we'll do that story later on, but to give you an idea. Clinton wants to keep working with NATO, building coalitions that have all failed so far. Now, one of them have worked. You know, we've talked about they won't put boots on the ground. However, the only thing that's winning right now, the only thing that's pushing back ISIS are, anybody? Anybody. Right. Boots on the ground. She has no business being president. She has no business saying that she can keep his country safer than Trump. On abortion, Trump is pro-life now. He's talking about repeal. He says he would repeal Roe versus Wade's ending late-term abortion. We've got to end late-term abortion. I mean, Facebook was so afraid of a post that I put up that they took it down. I had garbage bags that were ripped open, a picture of garbage bags that were ripped open, and babies pulled out of the bag and put on top of the garbage bag. They were thrown in a dumpster in the back alley of an abortion clinic. So it used to be that the reason they wanted abortion, the reason they fought for abortion, and they didn't have 3D or 4D sonograms at the time, they didn't know what they were looking at, they were lied to about it. And actually the women now, one of the women, I don't know which, or maybe both of them, came out and said that, was it Roe or whatever, came out and said that, no, they were lying. That whole decision was based on a lie, based on misinformation. If it was all about making abortion illegal to perform in this country in the case of mother's health or what have you, and they showed it, and they went through it. It was not supposed to be on demand, and as many as we're having. That was never the goal. That was never the reason behind all of this. And for those of you who want to scream, I didn't know I was going to go down this road. I swear I didn't. For those of you who want to scream about how, it's all about the mother's life. You know, we have to make sure the mother's life is protected. Do you realize that the percentage of abortions performed for the mother's life, for a health issue, are almost none? Do you understand that 98.9% of abortions are performed because the mother didn't want a girl? The boyfriend, the sperm donor, left. No longer wants any part of it. The mother loses her job, gets thrown out of the house, whatever. For any one of those, they are all for reasons of convenience. None of them have to do with the actual sickness of the mother. And some people get out and go, well, it's all about the mental health. Really? Then go get counseling. You got a problem dealing with having a child? Go get counseling. Don't have sex. Wear protection. Give it up for adoption. What a society we have come to where adoption is wrong and insensitive. But ripping a baby apart's fine? Okay, good. Glad we've come to that point. On the Second Amendment, Trump said he would protect existing constitutional rights to bear arms. Clinton will push for elimination and ratification of the Second Amendment, abolishing the right to bear. I don't believe she's going to push for elimination. I think she's going to push the Supreme Court that she's going to load to do what California's doing right now, which is make it almost impossible to own a firearm. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You hanging in there with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Commenting, watching, listening, just being part of the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Now, you know, somebody made a comment, and it's true. I talked about this the other night, but I actually went to check my numbers because I didn't want to sound like I was a nut. There's a local Republican headquarters in the area I live in. There's 250,000 to 270,000 residents. And they use probably 80 people a weekend, 70 to 80 people a weekend. They walk, they probably get to about 3,000 to 3,500 homes. So every month, that's what, 12, 13, 14, maybe 14,000, 15,000 people. They're only walking weekends. Some of them trickle during the week. So they might be able to cover 15,000 homes where not the candidate himself, but others are dropping information about the candidate. 1 month, 30 days, 15,000. And then you get Donald Trump, who in 1 day at an event pulls 15,000. 1 day, and they hear right from the candidate. They get pretty close, obviously not up close and personal, but pretty darn close. You know, and the difference is this. When you're walking on the weekends to these homes, you're having to almost force this stuff on them. You got to walk on somebody else's property. You got to drop the stuff off. If they're there, they're going to ask you questions. You know, it's not something that they may or may not want to do. When they show up at a Trump rally, they're getting in a car, a van, a truck, a boat, a whatever it takes. They're getting their buddies together. They're getting their families together. They're getting themselves together. They get in a car and they drive. Drive an hour, drive 20 minutes, drive 3 hours. They're going to do what it takes to get in. These are people that want to hear from him, that want to hear what he has to say. And I'm sorry, if the Clinton people called me, if I got a call at the house saying, so who are you voting for president? I'd say Gary Johnson. Just to make them nuts. I wouldn't tell them the truth. I wouldn't tell them anything. First of all, I didn't ask for the call. Don't call my house. I'm not interested in having to call me. And that's the other thing, too. You call my house when I don't ask you to, my wife will tell you. not a pleasant person to deal with, especially if you're trying to sell me something. Clinton, pro-abortion, pushing legislation to allow late-term abortion during third trimester. She believes, up until the cord, maybe even after, I don't know, up until that cord is cut, that baby has a right to be aborted. That mother has a right to abort that baby, to kill that baby. I put the pictures up. At that point, it's murder, people, period. Plain and simple. So you have a, let me see, you have a presidential candidate that wants to take your gun rights away, that wants to be able to murder babies right up until they're totally out of the womb. Supreme Court appointees. Trump said, now he's already shown you the 20. Now some of you never Trumpers are going, well, you have no proof he'll do that. No, I don't. But guess what I do have proof of? I have proof that she will screw us. All right, I have proof that she will take us to the cleans. I have proof that she will hurt the conservatives, that she doesn't give a crap about us or America as a whole. I don't have that proof with him now, do I? She's gonna, all right, she will load that court up with people that will do her bidding. Any way you cut it, any way you want to say it. She's going to appoint people that are to the left of Sotomayor, guaranteed. On government spending, Trump wants to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. He wants to pull in government spending. He wants to get rid of the people that we don't know. Some of the stuff we all know we've been through before. He's living in utopia with some of the stuff. He's not going to be able to do the things that he says he wants to do. He might make some headway with them. But when you got the old good old boys running both the other clubs, it's tough. Clinton will increase government spending. Right? She's going to throw more money at failed tax program or more tax money at failed programs. She doesn't care. For her, it's about more programs, more spending. And to her, that's putting people to work. Energy policy? Coal miners can move to another country. If she gets in, you guys need to pack and go. It's over for you. They're not going to bring green energy to your areas. Some of your areas are too tough to get to. I watched a program this end about the coal, this weekend about the coal industry in Kentucky. This administration, not the one before it, has decimated towns, decimated the coal industry, decimated people's lives. They've lost homes, loved ones, businesses. Because they're right, no matter what the outcome. Trump said he would pursue clean coal. He would, you know, increase U.S. consumption of natural resources, if you would. He would also reach out and help develop more solar, wind, and those kind of things. On campaign reform, Trump said he would establish term limits, eliminate super PACs, reducing big money from favor. We all know he can't do all that. He can push for term limits, but he can't just make it happen. Clinton will be the same old. You know that. Nothing will change. Absolutely nothing will change. Tell me where I'm wrong. You know, these self-righteous pieces of work, that's the way I'll put it, being nice, pieces of work. How many of you know about the story, and I'm going to do a different story here in a minute, but you know the story about the soldiers that were brought in with bonuses, some of them 10, 15 years ago. They were brought in by bonuses when they joined up, and they went and fought for us. They went overseas for us. So, you know, we just keep screwing our vets. It seems to be the new norm in this country is to screw our vets. And so they come back. They have to fight to get health care. They have to fight to get all of the things that we told them we would do for them. Yeah, I'm looking at this now. Thousands of California soldiers forced to repay enlistment bonuses over 10 years after they got them. Right? Now, you know this president that's so excited about his pen and his phone? He's letting this fight out in the Pentagon. You know what he could do? He could sign an executive order, roll over in the middle of his sleep, to stop all this, to make it go away. And let's say he wants it to play out in the legislature. Okay, I'm fine with that too. But he could sign an executive order stopping all action right now. Why wouldn't he do that for our vets? Why wouldn't he do that for, you know, it's really funny how he's real fast to do things for the Iranians. Well, we promised them we would do this. This was their money. We told them we were going to give it back to them years ago. Hey, we gave these guys $15,000 each, up to $15,000 each, to sign up and fight for us. Where's the president on that? That word doesn't mean anything? Come on, think about it. That word doesn't mean anything. So this is why I keep coming back to. He doesn't care about us. He doesn't care about your vets. He doesn't care about your grandfather, your father, your uncle, your husband, your brother. Doesn't care about it. And she's going to be more of the same. There'll be no difference with Hillary. Think about that when you're voting. And in the spirit of the left never taking responsibility for anything, a teacher is blaming a student for having sex with her. She says, he caught me at my weakest moments. He used that to his advantage. And she's a pretty young lady. I can't figure out how this happened, but she's a pretty young lady. Oh, come on, really? There you go. Let's see if I can get this to play. But she's talking about, and I want you to hear her excuses. This is how the left operates. See, it's never their fault. No matter what it is, it's never their fault. Have you ever noticed that? They put a program together, they tell you how it's going to work, they tell you how great it is, and then when it fails, not their fault. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Let's see if I get this thing working.
He convinced me to send him sexy pictures, some nude. He shared them with his friends, who then shared them with their friends.
So this is a teacher who said that the student, aren't they supposed to be smarter than the students? She said that the student convinced her to send pictures. And then, so she sent pictures. And then you know what he did? He convinced her to send naked pictures.
Pretty soon, they were all over the internet. I did not think that he would share confidential material like that because, in my mind, this was a real relationship.
God. I didn't think a 17-year-old horn dog in high school would send pictures of his hot little teacher naked to his buddies over the internet. No, I didn't think that at all. Oh, you got to hear the rest of this on the other side of the break. I'm sorry. This is great. These are the ones I pop an eyeball on. We'll be back in a minute.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
There you go. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I spun around on my chair, disconnected my headset, and I thought you guys were gone. I thought you left me here all alone. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Anyway, I want to get back to our sexy little teacher who said he talked me into sending him my pictures of me naked. I'm thinking, he's got to be good. 16 or 17-year-old kid talks a teacher. Now, she's got to be 22 or 23 at this point, maybe even 24, I don't know. How'd that work out? So Kevin Vaughn, I shouldn't give you your name. I do it all the time, though. He said he just read that an arrest warrant has been issued by the foreign governments to arrest Bush, Cheney, Hillary, Clinton, and Obama if they set forth on their land, other than Obama because he's still in office. True enough. You know, we've seen this story probably over the last 2 or 3 years. I don't go to Snopes people because, you know, Snopes is the pocket of the left. I'm sorry. Deal with it. We've done this story a couple times or gotten it a couple times. Never been able to verify it. Ever, ever, ever. You cannot when it comes to an American president, maybe with this administration it might be different, but you wouldn't think of doing that to an American president. This would be something the world court would have to order, not a country in particular. You know, go back and look at the Nuremberg trials. Go back and look at how what we did in Germany. Anyhow, I want to get back to this story. But thanks for the question. I do appreciate it. So this teacher is on the Dr. Phil show, and she's talking about how this student, this 17-year-old kid, talked her into sending him first regular pictures, then naked pictures. What are you thinking at that age? Not the boys. Be clean, guys. I'm talking about the teacher. Doesn't she get it? So here's her explaining more of what's going on. I got to have a field day with this. So I got to try to be nice.
Real relationships, people don't do that kind of thing to hurt each other.
Do you really think a 17-year-old can have a real relationship, lady? Are you serious? Do you understand that the goal here was to forgive me, people, but let's really talk for real. You know, it is called the real side for a reason. The goal was to nail his teacher and then share it with all the boys in school. That was the goal. And you fell right into it. Maybe you shouldn't be teaching. Maybe, I don't know.
You have...
Now, this is Dr. Phil. He's asking her, and I don't, you know, I'm not a big fan, but I do like the way he approaches stuff.
Some very specific allegations of what you think people need to consider. The student would scribble love notes on Post-its and leave them on her desk, called her his empress. Now, you make that...
Yeah. There's a story for you right there. So here's a student that's writing her little love notes, telling her how pretty she is, telling her how beautiful she is. And she hasn't got the wherewithal, the smarts. Don't these people have to take a little psychology before they become a teacher?
That point, because you're saying this was him initiating contact with you, initiating this moving to a romance.
Yeah. You know, it was him initiating, the minor in school initiating, the young teenager that's just a horny little horn dog, or whatever you want to call him, initiating relationship with his teacher. Okay.
Panic level with you. Your point is you didn't like go after him. He came after you.
So that makes it fine, right? He says, hey, I think you're cute. I think you're pretty. Can we hit the back seat of my car after class? She says, fine. She gets caught and wants to blame it on him. Well, I keep telling you, that's why we're so screwed up. Look at how we handle this stuff. This teacher acts, this young lady or young woman at this point, who's teaching your kid, and if you think she's the only one out there teaching your kid, you're out of your mind. And she's going to blame, I'm sure he had the credit card to go to the hotel room. I'm sure he had the apartment he could take her to. I'm sure all that stuff was on him, right?
The student has a very educated mind and twisted her brain into accepting a relationship.
These were all her, these were what she said were the reasons why she got involved with him. The student has a very educated mind and twisted her brain. Boy, he must have taken a psychology class before he started school, eh?
Relationship with him. She and the student sat in a parked car and started making out and touching, and he was the sole initiator of that.
Right. And she couldn't push him away. She couldn't stop him. And she didn't have to... why am I telling her this?
Yes, he was always the sole initiator of all things
okay.
physical.
The student would occasionally come into her classroom and try kissing her, and she would try to push him away.
I never wanted that to happen. And he would always try and push all of the limits, all of them.
In the classroom.
In the classroom. And
I'd close the door, everybody go out, he'd come in, close the door.
He would grab me in his arms, and he tried kissing me, and he tried doing...
She lost her teaching job, Mary Beth is her name, after allegedly having a sexual relationship with a student. There's no alleged here. He admits to it, she admits to it. But it's all his fault. You know, because, you know, he convinced her. He twisted her mind. This is an adult at a school, at a high school.
A lot more stuff, and I kept having to push him away. Eventually, I just gave it.
Now, I don't know. I'm just suggesting here. I wonder if she ever had a thought to go to the principal and let them know what was going on so they could take care of this kid. So they could move him out of her class. So they could maybe even move him out of the school. I don't know. But, you know, because being that she's this little weak thing that couldn't hold off a 17-year-old, I could see it.
Into the kissing.
Were you offended by it, or did you react to it positively? I mean, how did you respond?
I mean, physical intimacy, when you like a person, especially, there's a physiological response that happens.
Now, remember, here's a teacher. She's talking to a psychologist, trying to tell him what happens when you like somebody. So she obviously is saying, well, you know, I like the kid. The kid, this adult woman, liked the kid.
So it's not like I asked to enjoy it.
But you did.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I didn't ask to enjoy it. I never initiated. I went along with afterward. I was part of while it was going on. I never asked him to stop. It's all his fault. I've been talking about this on the show forever. This is the generation we've raised. Are you hearing this? These are the generation. This young lady just came out of teaching school a while back. This is the generation we raised. This is the you can do no wrong generation.
How did all of this happen about exchanging pictures?
He thought it would be sexy. I don't know what was going through his brain. He thought it would be cool, bragging rights. I don't know, to have me send him these pictures.
Bragging rights.
To his friends.
Bragging rights. That he nailed his teacher. That he had naked pictures of his teacher.
I know, right?
Now, Dr. Phil's making a face, and you heard what she just said. I know, right? She really believes that this is all the boy, and she's clear. She's clean on this. This is the generation we've brought up.
I know.
Now, the women in the front row are laughing because they know what he's about ready to do, and so do I.
So you think this through, and you say, okay, the reason that he would want these is to show his friends.
No.
Bragging rights.
Yes, but that came about afterwards. I'm saying that's what was probably going through his mind. I didn't think that he was going to share them with his friends, because in my mind, if you're in a real relationship, you don't just run around with your phone saying, hey, look, everybody.
Honey, you can't have a real relationship. You at 20-some-odd cannot have a real relationship with a 17-year-old kid. It is impossible. You knew that from school. You got your little hottie going on. You thought it was cool that you had this young kid.
So hot my girlfriend is.
So you're sending naked pictures, a teacher, sending naked pictures of herself to a 17-year-old boy. What could possibly go wrong here?
You have to remember.
I don't have to remember nothing, lady. You screwed up. You blew this. You deserve to lose your job. Okay, this is, you should have known what was going on here. And if you didn't know how to handle your class, there's a lot more than this. I'll post this up later on to one of the sites. We'll put it up on the Facebook page. But this goes on every day, people. We see this, hear about teachers, male and female, and both sides having sex in classrooms all the time. This was not going on when I was a kid. At least I never saw it. No comment from that point on. Anyway, hey, I'm Joe, the senior host. Thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me here on the air, in the text room, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, following on Facebook. Hey, we're back tomorrow. We're here every day. Hopefully you'll join us. You can pick up the podcast. You can pick up all kinds of information about the show at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Be safe, people.